So you could put things in them nail kegs, them cardboards, or pasteboard boxes, them things, they won't stand up. They'll soon
fall apart.
Yeah. Get a little damp of that polish you roll.
You were telling me when you were showing me those cards that the men were more likely to be out splitting rails or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Did you do any of that?
Yes, sir.
Could you tell me about it?
I could. Go out there and saw you down a big oak tree or a pine, whatever you wanted. We mostly used oak. We'd split better than average pine did. And cut it 10 feet cuts. Cut your log 10 feet long. Take your axe and a maul and mark it up the center with your axe there and get your iron wedge and drive in there. With that maul, drive it up to the, well, drive it all the way up in there. And then you'd make you some, they called them gluts. They're about a foot long and about, oh, I'd say about 3 or 4 inches thick at the butt end of them. Take your foot edge and hew them down, tapering, you know, where they'd go in that crack.
Yeah.
Get on that maul and bust that thing wide open.
Hmm.
Bet you never seen a maul, have you?
I've just heard of. I don't think I've seen one.
That's a sweet one in a few minutes.
All right.
There's the iron wedge, and there's the maul.
Is that maul homemade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I made it not very long last winter.
Looks like a pretty sturdy thing.
Yeah, you better believe it. Had some wood down here I couldn't split with axe. And I made that maul and that wedge there, and you can bust it.
What'd you do with those rails that you split?
Built fence out with them.
Out of rail?
Yes, sir. Had a 70-acre field down there, and that's all there was around it, rail.
Hmm.
Well, it takes some of them to go around it.
70 acres, I guess it is. What kind of fence would you call that? Just a
rail fence.
Rail fence?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen one around here.
No, you don't see them anymore. Not any. Yeah, me and my brother split a mini one. Hauled them out of the woods with a pair of mules and a wagon and put them on that fence. Build a fence with it.
How did you put one of those rail fences together?
Just crisscrossed them. Come lay one down this way and then come this way and then come back.
Oh, it's kind of zigzag?
Zigzag them. Then come right back and come right on with you another layer of 10 rail fence was kind of a lawful fence.
What kind?
A lawful fence.
Hmm.
You had 10 rails high and anything jumped in your field and eat it up, kill him, there wouldn't be nothing about it.
10 rails high?
10 rails.
Well. Was there a time that you can remember where your stock could just go free without
mange? Yeah, goodness. You thought there was all over this country. Time of the year. Yeah, they run out all the time and they didn't know what a pasture was. Wasn't no such thing as a pasture.
When did that become, I guess it became illegal, didn't it, at the time?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, they both did. You didn't stop law, and then you had to build your pastures and put them in, take them off the range, and that was the wrong thing to do.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. But there's a lot of widow women then, same as is now. They had no income, there wasn't no such thing as no retirement or anything back then. They could raise them a cow or two and get the milk and sell the yearling and get them a few dollars out of them and all like that. And then all these woods wasn't growed up like that over yonder, so you couldn't run them back through it.